Mr. Brady, it looks like housing is going to be the big word for the week as Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae finally bring their troubles to Congress. Can Congress resolve the situation that the housing industry is having, and could it be just a bigger mess in the long run?
Well, it could be. My fear is that there's no question that Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac are very important to all the housing in America, and for them to fail would really be catastrophic, not just to people who have homes, but to the whole economy. But my big fear is that we are going to stick taxpayers with up to $5 trillion in a potential debt, which worries me. And I'm concerned we've got the government buying stock in private companies, which I think is a terrible precedent. And then finally, we're not solving the problem. I don't see anything in this bill that's being rushed through Congress that actually solves the problem. Those two giants, they're far too big. They're basically underwritten by government. So they are making huge profits for their shareholders. But when they hit a rough patch, it's the taxpayers who have to bail them out. I don't like that principle.
The taxpayers don't seem to have anything to put in the hand that comes to them for the handout.
No, they don't. And I think the ultimate solution is, yeah, let's step in to get them over this rough patch. Let's do it in the smallest way possible, but let's insist in return for this help, this guarantee, that I think we need a change of leadership in those organizations. I think they need to ultimately be made completely private, not to get the help that they're getting from the government. And they need to be much smaller in the marketplace because now they're just so big, everyone's afraid to let them fail. But if they were a truly private company, that would be the market that made that decision.
Could they potentially be squeezing out private entities that might come in and solve the problems themselves?
Oh, there's no question. They're so large and receive such favorable treatment that they're able to undercut private mortgage backers within the market. So, yeah, there needs to be real reforms in return for taxpayers stepping up to help them. And even then, I'm still skeptical as to what role, how big a role government really has to play in this.
And with the rush, it seems like no one has time to go through all of the things that get packed into these bills, and then you end up with something that has too many surprises down the road.
Well, that's already happening. There's members of the House, the majority of the Democratic Party, that want to stuff a whole bunch of tax issues and other things attached to it. I've told the White House no uncertain terms. That's unacceptable. They cannot allow that to be part of any bill, period.
Meanwhile, we're still hearing from the majority that they may bring up yet another energy bill to the floor. You'd think the no-drill bill would have finally convinced them to stop doing that, but no.
Well, again, we're back to gimmicks on energy. You know, last week, the majority in Congress proposed this drill act. They said, let's drill here, let's drill now, let's drill now, now, now. Unfortunately, what they tried to do was sort of sleight of hand. They think people don't know that there are two reserves in Alaska. The ANWR, which is small and very rich and has tremendous resources that we're banned from accessing. And then there's the 70-year-old National Petroleum Reserve, which has been explored by government and by business now for three quarters of a century. It has no major reserves, just a number of small finds that industry is trying to bring out. Unfortunately, red tape, environmental regulations are even stopping that. That's the reserve they're talking about tapping. Truth of the matter is, no one's bidding on those leases anymore. What we need is real access to those reserves that can work now. ANWR off the Outer Continental Shelf, a longer-term oil shale, moving coal to super clean liquid fuels. We've got huge resources, and you tie that to conservation and more renewable energy, you've got the solution. But we just want to vote up or down on those real solutions.
And you're not getting a vote because it seems like there's a big fear that there'll be a mass exodus of Democrats to vote yes.
There's no question America wants us to produce more American-made energy. And they believe traditional energy, oil and gas, can help us transition to more renewables, more alternative energy, which is exactly where we want to be. But we shouldn't be in the interim punishing people with $4 and I think soon to be $5 a gallon gas.
That's painful when you look at the price at the pump these days. But you will hit this issue out of the park. It will happen at some point, and you've already proven your mettle. You can hit a big old leadoff double and an MVP award. How does that feel?
Republicans won for the eighth year in a row. The annual traditional roll call congressional baseball game is played for charity, raises about $125,000 for boys and girls clubs and reading programs. It's a great tradition, and second base and leadoff hitter for for the Republicans. We squeaked out a 11-10 win at the Nationals ballpark in Washington, and it was a great game, and I was proud to wear the uniform of the Buena Cougars. I think I actually did make them proud.